Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River at Pier 17. Baker Mayfield and the Browns guys came up short, but they looked really good against the Chiefs overall last week, I thought. Here's Cleveland's quarterback on their mentality after the loss.
We should beat ourselves up about it because, you know, we feel like we should have won that game, but there is 16 more. So it's the mentality of, hey, we got to go up the next week and go do our job, but this one should sting. This one should sting, and you need to learn from it because we had that game and we need to, you know, close it out. And so I think there's a fine line of walking that. And that was my message to them is, guys, you know what? We're going to be really good if we just do our job and you know, continue to be efficient and move the chains and help out our defense by staying on the field. But this one needs to sting, and you need to remember that all the little things matter, and that's how you need to approach the week of practice.
I love when we lose as a player. We lose our first couple games. We always go, well, there's 16 others. We lose another. Well, we got 14 more to go.
But he's seen you run out of games.
I feel what Baker was saying, though, because he actually gave that same speech inside the locker room considering the way they lost to them last year.
No, I'm saying I love when we as players do stuff like that. Yeah. You know, when we lose, first thing we always go to is, oh, yeah, well, we – you know, we still got 16 more to go.
This what's the alternative?
What are you? It's just funny.
You can't soak in it. I mean, you heard stories about Nick Chubb really having his head down in the locker room because of that fumble that he had, and he was a guy that put a lot of pressure on himself from last year because this is a game they wanted to win. I respect that, man. You do have to find a way to mentally move forward.
Yeah, I actually like Key'll go on these things off camera at times, pure football talk, like press conference talk. Like Key, how would that sound? How does press conference talk sound?
Yeah, give him the press conference.
Yeah,
voice.
Let's hear a press conference.
Hear voice.
Which part, though?
I don't know. Just talk about this show. You could talk about anything.
No, let me do the coach's voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The coach's voice, yeah.
Man,
go ahead, man. You got it. You do it well.
I got Bill Parcells coming up at 7:30. No. Probably right. listening.
He'll listen.
He's probably listening and watching. And
well, the point is, Key. We came out, we executed, we did everything we needed to do.
No, don't do that, Jay, because he does it perfectly.
It's so good.
You'll do the basketball. But the point is, some dudes do that and it's forced and you're like, you're lying. You haven't. But then other dudes, they drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
They believe it and it just comes out of them. Baker sounds to me, and that's what fans are really listening for, like, do you believe this kind of cliche stuff you're talking? He does.
Yeah.
Baker sounds like he drank the Kool-Aid to me.
Well, no. He is a quarterback, first and foremost. And he's giving you really what they feel like inside the locker room. Jay mentioned a guy like Chubb feel a certain way because when you have high expectations and you feel like we had them, we got them, it hurts deep inside. And it pains because you know how close you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you could do is go back to the drawing board and revisit that and come back and see them again. We lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the regular season the year we went to the Super Bowl. And they really thought that they beat us. No, we beat our damn selves. But we won't beat ourselves the next time we see you. Because the things that we know we did wrong, we've got to correct. You know, it's like Baker throws the interception to Mike Hughes at the end. Soon as it left his hands, the first thing he said is,
damn.
Oh, my God.
That's the game, right? Mm-hmm.
Because he knew that won't happen next time if we see him again.
Now, that's key to me, guys, with Baker. Baker's a very good quarterback. We see that. He's in a good situation. He's a good quarterback. He's not a magic man like Mahomes, right? Who could, oh, my God, how'd he do that? But for me, a guy like that, to take the next step, needs, like, it comes down to those moments. You can't mess that up. And if you're not Superman, if you're not Rodgers, Mahomes, someone like that, you can't afford to make that mistake
but
in
you
that
know,
time.
But you know who you know who has been Superman in their careers and made that mistake? Brett Favre.
Oh, facts, yeah. Thank you. And by the way,
sure.
Pass from Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill that closed out the game.
Yeah, you could argue.
That could have been a mistake too.
But with Favre.
But it worked out for
I know,
reason.
But it was underthrown. Obviously, it adds to you know how it works.
Yeah, sometimes
it adds to the whole mystique. Like,
he never
Patrick
throws
Mahomes
interceptions.
Making it happen again.
You can't argue with that.
It was a horrible ball day through, though. It wasn't great.
I've learned before. In watching football, and a very prominent coach once told me, that guy right there, nothing ever happens good for him.
Right.
So it doesn't matter because it's something good always happens for Patrick Mahomes.
But that's
no matter
not
what
if something
the
good always
is.
Happens to him at a certain point, that ain't luck anymore.
Yeah.
There's just something else.
That's what it is.
Yeah, like, but you a know, lot of good things happened for the Browns last year. in Baker Mayfield.
I want
to
get back to the Favre.
I know what the history says, but
yeah, but Favre will give it to you in those situations.
That here's the thing, Favre. Yup, he'll turn it over and he'll blow it. But he does have extra. What I'm saying is, if you don't have extra, then it will come down to those high leverage moments, and you can't mess those up.
But do we know Baker doesn't have extra?
Thank you.
Like Favre? I don't think he has Favre's arm talent.
That's not what I said. You don't I didn't say arm talent. I didn't say that. I said extra, which means that in those magical moments, do we not know if he can somehow Houdini his way out of it?
No. Okay, let me be very clear then. No, that's right. My point is, when you have Favre talent, you don't always have to show you can Houdini, because people know, oh, that dude can re-. If you have a cut below, right? Baker has a good strong arm, accurate. He makes good quick decisions. I'm not criticizing that way, but he's not Favre talent. Then in that case, you got to do what you're saying in high leverage moments, or your team won't take the next step. That's why it's big when Baker at the end of the game turns the ball over, because he doesn't have that compensatory talent. Like, well, he did that, but he can also do these other things that, like, so you'll live with that. Baker, you really can't live with that. He's got to come through. No, Key?
I was going to say Key real quick. I think he doesn't have the same ceiling maybe as Brett Favre, like talent-wise.
Yeah.
It feels like the Browns have to play a perfect game.
That's what I mean.
To beat Kansas City. But that doesn't mean that that demeans the talent of a guy like Baker Mayfield. Like, he can't do that.
I agree. I mean, but he has to do it.
Special teams, the mishandling of the punt, right? Like, there were a lot of things that led to Kansas City.
Collectively, there was
yes.
a lot of things that got Kansas City the W and the Browns the L. What I'm saying is, there is no argument or conversation about Favre versus Baker Mayfield. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, in certain moments, there are good things that happen to certain people in football and sports that are just magical moments. Then there's other things where you throw the ball to the guy, he never gets an interception. Or the guy makes a catch, but he always fumbles. Bad things just happen to him no matter what. You can't live with that particular type of player.
Right.
Baker Mayfield isn't that
guy.
No,
he's not. Yet. I'm not claiming he is.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, when you look at that interception of Mike Hughes, that's a learning experience. He is a young quarterback. He is not a 10-year guy. If he was a 10-year guy and did that, I'd cut his ass tomorrow.
Key, that's what I'm saying. You're right. This is potentially a learning experience.
Absolutely,
and what's so interesting about Baker and the Browns right now is, if he learns from that and he corrects that, oh, you got something. But that's the question. Will he continue to do that stuff, or will he get better in those moments?
Just go back to last season in his first year with Kevin Stefanski's offense. And look at week two. Look at week three, go back to week one, then jump to week five, and then jump to week 10, and into the playoffs. Look at the entire process.
Better and better.
Better.
No question.
Better. Yep. Step back, four steps forward.
Kevin Stefanski announced that Odell Beckham Jr. would not be playing this week, and obviously you would think that they're not better without Odell, and obviously they can't afford to to lose to the Texans. That would be a bad loss. Go down 0-2 with a loss to the Texans. But I don't see him losing to the Texans. We got 5 seconds. Are they going to win this game? Yes or no, Key?
They should.
Jay?
12.5 point favorites, yes.
All right. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, we're going to go through some of the biggest quarterback matchups this Sunday, tell you who we like after Key has this from DraftKings.
Boom, and Jay. Jay's Key. It's good to see the teams back on the gridiron. Lucky for us, that was just week one. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you in the center of the action for week two. New customers, you can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit by signing up using code KJM. So get in on all the action right now, and it's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJM. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code KJM to get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. If you have not heard me, hear me now. That's code KJM. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This morning on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Pro Football Hall of Fame coach and Keys former coach, Bill Parcells, as we look ahead to week number two in the NFL. Bill Parcells, this morning at 7:30 Eastern with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You've got questions, and we've got options. Take your pick.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're going through some of the biggest quarterback matchups of Week 2 and take our pick of which QB is going to have the better week. Key, Daniel Jones or Taylor Heinicke, take your pick.
I'm going to go with Daniel Jones. I'm going to take the New York Giant quarterback because he has a lot to prove. Everybody's waiting to see him take the next step. I think a Thursday night football, nationally televised game, everybody will be watching, you know, and see if he can learn from the mistakes that he made last week against the Denver Broncos.
Jay.
I'm going to try to reverse jinx it, Max. I'm going to go with Taylor Heinicke on this one.
See you.
You
yeah,
see
Big
me?
Blue.
We're on the same
I
page, baby.
Giants fan, yeah.
Hey, look, just, you know, hearing how Ron Rivera, you know, believes in Taylor Heinicke. Obviously, we've seen him in short doses. But, look, I just worry about this D-line for the Washington football team. And, look, I said it before, just like Aaron Donald, man, I got 99 problems, and Chase Young is all of them.
Yeah. I'm going to go pure quarterback play. I'll go with Heinicke for what you just said, Jay. Short week. Defense couldn't get off the field for the Giants last week. They might be a little worn out. But Chase Young is coming. And by the way, Andrew Thomas, I got to give him his props. He looked good week one. Like, he looked good. I'm watching. He looked good. All right, we're asking you at Key J and Max on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, who will win tonight's game? 73% of you have said the Washington football team.
73%?
Yeah, they got the glamour defense. Key, Baker Mayfield or Tyrod Taylor?
Baker Mayfield, he has a better football team. He has a better team around him. And I just think Baker has played into a situation where he's now looking for a long-term extension. He can't afford to go down 0-2. There's a lot ride on him tonight. OBJ not in the lineup. So I expect for him, and not tonight, but I expect for him this weekend to play well.
Whenever somebody punctures your lung, I do root for you. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I do find myself rooting for Tyrod Taylor, but I will tell you, Baker Mayfield, just understanding how Kevin Stefanski has dragged this team from the mud, getting them to where they are, I don't see a drop-off mentally from this team. I think they are mentally stronger than what we're giving them credit for.
Yeah, I'll go Baker. It's what Key said earlier. Some dudes, it's like bad stuff happens to them. Tyrod Taylor's supposed to be a franchise quarterback somewhere. Somehow it's always, you get your lung punctured by a doctor, and then this dude, Justin Herbert, happens to be sitting behind you. Like, of all the bad luck, Matthew Stafford or Carson Wentz, Key?
Matthew Stafford. Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, they're going into Indianapolis. I mean, they're in the dome, so you would think that this is going to fare well for him. He's played in the dome his entire career, and so this will be fun to watch.
I'm going to go Carson Wentz on this one. You know, Matthew Stafford, I get it. I get it. He's Sean McVay's golden child, but do you see how bad that secondary defense was for the Bears? Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't the best defense, even though we always talk about the Bears' defense. I think we have to start giving Carson Wentz a little love here. He didn't play great in their last game, but I think there is greatness, and I think Frank Reich will shore up that offensive line.
I'm taking Matthew Stafford.
That's fine.
All day. Coach okay. looked at him and said, him in my offense, I'm taking him all day.
Mac Rams Jones, are only -3.5, by the way, in that game.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just want to let you know that. Vegas knows something.
They are on the road, but that's interesting. Okay. Mac Jones or Zach Wilson? Key?
Mac Jones. Yep. Mac Jones. He has a better team, and Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick's son and all. It's too much on the defensive side for this young quarterback. They're going to eat him up.
Bill Belichick has time to prepare for a rookie quarterback.
Who doesn't have his left tackle.
Oh, no, Mekhi Becton. It's going to be a long – we saw Zach Wilson run for his life last week against the Panthers. What do you think we're going to see this week against the Pats?
They should just casino blitz him every play.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
That's unanimous. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're playing Take Your Pick with quarterbacks who we think will have a better game this weekend. Jimmy G and Trey Lance, the combination of those two, or Jalen Hurts, Key?
The combination of those two.
Yeah.
I'll have a better game. Doesn't mean that Jalen Hurts is going to have a bad game. It's just they'll have a better game. He's going up against a very stout defense. He gets an opportunity to show everybody what it is. San Francisco on a long road trip, going to Philadelphia. Philadelphia fans are jacked up. It'll be a hostile environment. But I think Philadelphia is not on par with San Francisco's team. San Francisco is one of the favorites to come out of the NFC.
Facts, I'm with you, Key. Look, I love Jalen Hurts. He is my boy. I want to see him be extremely successful. Was it great to see him play that way on the road against the Falcons? Yes, it was. But this will be a better gauge for where Jalen Hurts is against this style defense.
I'm going to take Jalen Hurts because Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to wow you with numbers anyway. And Philly might have an upset cooking here. It's possible, man. I really like the way Hurts looked in flashes last year and in week one this year. Derek Carr or Ben Roethlisberger, Key. That's interesting.
It's going to be a tough game, right? Because here you are having the Raiders traveling somewhat to the east and taking care of business on a late Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens, going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that defense, you would naturally think, okay, he's going to struggle because of the defense. He doesn't necessarily have the weapons on the perimeter that you would like to see him have against this Steeler defense. I think he has a better game than Ben Roethlisberger, but I don't think they win.
Yeah.
I think he has a better game, but I don't think they win.
I wonder if the Raiders can get anything going on the ground. I mean, that's what you saw them struggle with last game, right? Josh Jacobs, you know, that toe injury, how will that factor into it for them? But I still think Derek Carr will have a better game, but I pick the Steelers to win, just like you guys.
Agreed, but I got to say something. If it's one thing for the combination of Gruden Carr, that quarterback coach combination, to beat the Ravens at home, which was a big, big win for them because that's Harbaugh and Lamar, that winning combination, right? That culture. They compete every week, every year. They go on the road. If they could somehow pull off a win, Roethlisberger, Tomlin on a short week, ooh. Jameis Winston or Sam Darnold, Key?
Jameis Winston. I'm going to take Jameis Winston in this situation. I like the coach. I like Sean Payton. I like Jameis Winston building on last week, 5 touchdowns. May have another 5 this week against Carolina's secondary. It's just, I believe in Sean Payton.
I think that Saints defense is better than what we've given them credit for. I mean, we saw that in the game against the Packers to a degree. Is this game at Carolina?
This is, Where is this?
I believe it is.
It's at Carolina.
Yeah, it's in Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a road game for the Saints.
I'm going to go with Sam Darnold here on this one. Like Christian McCaffrey with the way they played, Robbie Anderson. I'm going to go with Sam Darnold.
I'm going with Jameis Winston. You could argue Jameis Winston is the MVP of the league at this moment. You could argue. I know he didn't have a lot of yards, but I don't care.
You're giving out MVPs after 1 week?
Well, I'm saying, or offensive player of the week.
That's
job. Is that better? Yeah. Offensive player of the week. And also, like, story of the year so far. I don't care if you have a million yards. I don't care, 140. Five touchdowns.
Your job is to
get touchdowns.
Zero picks.
Quarterback's job is to get his team into the end zone. He did it five times.
Five times. Key. Dak Prescott or Justin Herbert?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Justin Herbert in this situation. I think that when you look at the defense and Brandon Staley and what he's mustered up, the secondary that they have there, Derwin James, Asante Samuel Jr., Bosa off the edge applying pressure. The young secondary of Dallas, not up to par. They lose DeMarcus Lawrence on the defensive side, so you lose a little pressure there. And that pass secondary of the Chargers gave up 133 yards against the Washington football team in the air last week. That's not a lot of yardage.
Damn, Brandon Staley came on the show yesterday. I saw your eyes light up. You're like, I'm going to run through the wall for a guy like that.
I like him. I like the coach.
I like him, too. I like his strategy. I like the way they play. I feel like, you know, when if Patrick Mahomes, if they had all the people out that the Dallas Cowboys do to a degree, like we would make excuses for them. I don't think we have that. We give that same luxury to Dallas, even though I think Dak's going to have a really good game. I just don't think they're going to have enough to beat the Chargers on the road.
I was just talking about quarterback coach combinations. I don't think Dallas has it. I think they have a quarterback. I don't think they have the coach. Not only do I believe in Staley and Herbert, the early returns are amazing. They got Rashawn Slater. Like they got the quarterback coach and left tackle. I like the Chargers to win this game. I like Justin Herbert to outplay Dak Prescott in a great quarterback matchup. Speaking of great quarterback matchups, the marquee one of the week, Patrick Mahomes over Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's not a question. Move on.
If the question is football, the answer is Patrick Mahomes. This dude. Okay, we all like Patrick Mahomes over Lamar Jackson. Trevor Lawrence or Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy Bridgewater. That's another easy one, in my opinion.
I agree.
Jacksonville against Denver's D. That's going to work out just right.
Ain't going to be great. And also, Trevor Lawrence needs to adjust. Like, this is going
fast
for him right now.
I'm leaving the Trevor Lawrence thing alone. I'm just once-in-a-lifetime generational player.
Urban Meyer, Mike Bone. Hey, Mike, you're not picking up my calls. Athletic director for USC. I wonder why you're not picking up my calls, Mike.
We have Hall of Famer and, boy, a man responsible for a lot of joy in my childhood, Bill Parcells. Coming up after SportsCenter. That's me reading SportsCenter. Look at that. Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence suffered a broken foot in Wednesday's practice that'll force him to miss 6 to 8 weeks, according to sources. He had five total tackles in last Thursday's loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks. A two-time Pro Bowl selection, Lawrence had off-season back surgery, his third since the 2015 season ended, to clear up an issue that led to Payne shooting down his legs last season. First-year Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer addressed the rumors about leaving for SC. Quote, I'm here and committed to try to build an organization, Meyer said. USC fired coach Clay Helton earlier this week, prompting speculation Meyer might be a candidate for the job. Meyer also dismissed critics of his body language on the sideline during the Week 1 loss to the Texans. And Browns rule Odell Beckham Jr. out for Week 2 versus the Texans. Coach Kevin Stefanski says his star wide receiver has not suffered a setback in his continuing recovery from left knee injury and that Odell Beckham Jr. would continue to practice on a limited basis. Beckham was out for Cleveland's Week 1 loss to the Chiefs. SportsCenter is brought to you by Indeed. Odds are you're hiring to free up time, not lose more. With Indeed, you get the platform that delivers 4 times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and say you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And we welcome in now, as I said, a man who is responsible for a lot of joy in my childhood, Hall of Famer and former Keyshawn Johnson head coach, the great Bill Parcells. Coach, thanks for coming on.
Coach, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there we go.
What's happening, Coach, man? You learning how to operate that phone?
I know how to operate the phone.
How you been?
I'm doing well, T. I like you in that pink.
Well, thank you.
Man,
appreciate
that's
it.
That's a pink sweatshirt.
Yeah, no, it's
I like that.
It shows.
It highlights his eyes, Coach.
Yeah, it highlights my skin and my eyes. Speaking of highlights, you know, the Giants play the Washington football team tonight, and I know you know a lot about the Giants and what they're trying to get done. How much pressure is on this young quarterback, Daniel Jones, and Saquon Barkley to get things going for the Giants?
Well, I think there is pressure because it's obvious that if you're going to run an effective offense, you have to have balance, and it can't be one-sided. And, you know, Barkley is part of that balance. He's got to get going, and he's got to cross that mental barrier that you have to cross after you've had a very serious injury, which he had. Now, he got his feet wet last week. You would expect to see maybe a little bit more this week. I think the Giants offensively, one of the issues, you know, I really like Kenny Golladay. I think they're okay at the wide receiver position, but their inside receivers, you know, they drafted this Tony, number one. He's supposed to be their slot. The tight end isn't playing. They've got to get something that's a little easier for Daniel Jones on the inside. And unless they get that, it's going to be problematic because you have to have a few things where the ball can get out quickly, and those inside receivers are usually part of the keys to that.
Coach, how important is year three for Daniel Jones?
Well, you know, every year is important for a quarterback, but I just don't, you know, I think if you go back and you look at the history of these guys, you see a talented quarterback, and I'm just going to go back a little. You take a guy like David Carr, number one pick in the whole draft, gets to the wrong environment. Same thing, Tim Couch, gets to the wrong environment. And more recently, right there in New York, a kid named Sam Darnold, who I happen to think's got pretty good ability myself. Wrong environment. So you have to have a situation that allows your quarterback to succeed before you can really be judgmental on him. I mean, if it's just one-sided and you rely totally on the passing game, I think it's very difficult.
So, Coach, with that being said, it feels like when I watch the Giants, their offense is very predictable. Like, what would your evaluation be on Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator?
Jason has a lot of experience. Listen, it's predictable because, as I told you, the inside receivers have not been productive. And, you know, he hasn't had his running back. And it's, you know, sometimes circumstances, the situation won't let you succeed. I've seen that a lot in football. The situation will not let you succeed. And until they get a little more balance in their running game and a little bit better execution in the underneath routes, then that's going to open it up for the wide receiver. It's going to be problematic. But, you know, it's only one game in the season. There's a lot of games to go. You can get better as you go, and I think there's a good chance that a lot of teams will.
More games than ever. Extra game this season. Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Parcells joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear more driven. Coach Zach Wilson and Mac Jones are on opposite sides to, you know, this weekend. What is your evaluation so far of those two rookie QBs?
I think they look good, both of them. I've been impressed. They both get around pretty good. I was particularly impressed with Wilson in the second half last week. They seem to have pretty good accuracy. They seem to be pretty good decision makers. You know, you never know until you start getting beat up a little bit and you get punched in the nose and you got to get back in that huddle on Wednesday and, you know, you threw three or four interceptions and everybody's booing you. You never find out what you really are until that situation comes. But I like what I see so far.
Coach, you've never been one to outside of Drew Bledsoe, to really play young quarterbacks. What's the challenge of having a young quarterback in playing him?
Well, as I said before, wrong environment is the challenge. If you put a guy in the wrong place, it's not so much him being ready, is does the environment give him a chance to succeed? And I think that's what they're facing in Chicago. You know, everybody wants to see the new shiny thing, but if you put a player in and not only maybe he's not quite ready, but the environment that he's going in is also not too good, then sometimes that leads to destruction. And, you know, Max, I know you're a boxing guy. It's the same thing. You put the guy, the fighter in with the wrong guy too soon, something happens and it's not usually good.
Tell him, Coach. Tell him. Bad offensive line in Chicago, and you want to, the Bears have never had quarterback right. You want to give him the ball and have him keep it for 15 years, not mess around.
Yeah. No, that's right. I think it's I think that's a tough situation. And I think you could just see by their play selection last week that they weren't confident in their offensive line. You know, throwing the ball short, quick, that kind of thing. And, you know, until that gets better, I think that environment for Justin Fields is just kind of phase him in slowly and let him get his experience. You know, I think I could give you one illustration of a guy that got phased in perfectly. When Russell Wilson went to Seattle, they had a great defense and a great running back in Marshawn Lynch, and he really didn't have to do much. He just had to not mess it up. Until he grew into the job, which he did very well. And I think that was a case where the environment was perfect for a young quarterback to come in and develop.
Bill Parcells, the Hall of Fame coach who whipped me in shape, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coach Parcells, let's go back a little bit. You probably were the first head coach to use this veteran quarterback, young quarterback type plays here and there. When you drafted Pat White from West Virginia, you kind of sprinkled him as a president of Miami Dolphins, sprinkled him into a little bit of what they were doing in Miami with Chad Pennington in the mix. Now you look up and you see this kind of what's going on around the league with Trey Lance getting a few snaps here and there in San Francisco, Justin Fields, few snaps here and there in Chicago. When is the right time to pull the trigger, even if it's a bad environment for these young quarterbacks?
Well, if it's a bad environment, I don't think there's a right time, Keyshawn. I mean, I think, you know, you're going to do it because it's your only recourse. But I don't think that that's a good thing for any young quarterback, put him into a situation that's not healthy, where he doesn't have a chance to succeed. I mean, you just take a look at last week's game, say the Packers and the Saints. It was a perfect environment. It was a dream game for Jameis Winston. They were never, ever any pressure whatsoever on him to do anything. They got a lead. They built the lead. They maintained the lead. There was not one pressurized situation in that game for him. As a result, everything turned out very well for them. But these young quarterbacks, you just throw them in there. Everybody wants to see them. They're shiny. They're new. But as I say, you go wrong place at the wrong time. I go back to the fighter analogy, Max. Wrong place, wrong time, and you can destroy the guy.
Coach, we only got 1 minute left for this answer, but I was curious, and I need your insight. How did you motivate somebody like Keyshawn Johnson so he stops annoying you about always wanting the ball throughout the course of a game?
Stop.
Listen, When I first went to the Jets, I called Keyshawn's coach, John Robinson. I said, John, tell me about Keyshawn. He didn't even blink. He said, Bill, you're going to love this guy. And he was right. And the reason I loved him is Keyshawn was a football player, not a wide receiver. He'd do any dirty job you asked him to do. And he was tough. He blocked linebackers. He blocked linemen. And he thought the ball was his, too. So that's a good thing for a receiver.
Coach, I've never asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you this now. What was more stressful for you in your coaching career? Coaching in Dallas with Jerry Jones or coaching here in New York?
It's the same. It's that stress is an inward thing. And, you know, I was a pretty highly emotional guy. It's just an inward thing. It doesn't make any difference where you are. And it's what you feel inside yourself. I didn't feel any different degrees of pressure anywhere.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Parcells joins us, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on the Goodyear Hotline. Coach, when you say Key was a football player, see, I knew that that's why you loved him anyway, right? Like, I being a Giants fan as a kid and watching Keyshawn and knowing him a little bit, I could see, oh, that's a Parcells guy. When you look around the league, players who may not put up the numbers or whatever, but you say, ooh, that guy does all the things that doesn't show up necessarily in the box score, but ooh, that's a football player. Who are some of the guys you notice in the NFL like that nowadays?
Well, I like that running back at Cleveland, Chubb. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he's producing well, but I'll tell you, I really like him. I think he's a terrific player. Another guy that I like that walked into the Vikings for a tryout is Adam Thielen. I think he's wound up being a terrific player for them. And, you get to admire guys like that when you start seeing them come in off the streets, ask for a job, and get it, and then make something out of it.
The great coach Bill Parcells, ladies and gentlemen. Before I let you go, one last one, Coach. I have to ask this. Tougher challenge, coaching in New York or Dallas?
I did that.
You asked him already? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I had the producer in my ears. Oh, my fault. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Coach. That's the I'm not the football player Coach wants. I didn't block.
Yeah.
Coach, right. Thanks a million for coming on with us today. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, okay, Coach. Guys. Have a good one.
There it is, Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Parcells on the Goodyear Hotline. Coming up, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to react to our conversation with Hall of Famer Bill Parcells and him saying that Justin Fields might be in the wrong position in Chicago. That's after Jay has this from Straight Talk.
5G is here, but the big carriers, see, they want you to sign the pricey long-term contracts to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, not on my watch, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month. How cheap is that? And no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. It's that simple. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Hey, it's Greeny, and Thursday means the start of a new NFL week, and it's a big one on Thursday Night Football. The Giants and the Washington football team, critical battle early in the NFC East. We'll talk about that and more. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
John, Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. By the way, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. You want to talk to us. Guys, Coach Bill Parcells.
You like my sweatshirt.
Did like your sweatshirt, and you mentioned how it sets off your eyes and your skin, right? Like, that's why you like the color pink. We did get that information. But also, he weighed in. Parcells weighed in, Coach weighed in on the whole Justin Fields debate, right? Like, where there are some people who feel like he's young, let him learn, and others are like, he's QB1, put him in. And Bill Parcells said, it's a bad situation for a rookie quarterback, I'm paraphrasing, and that he wouldn't play him. Is it fair to say that that was his position?
Yeah, I would say mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
But that's been my position the entire time up until a certain point.
Right.
When you have to do it. There's no need. There's no rush. Like Coach said, everybody likes the new shiny toy. Right? You roll it out. Oh, my God, it looks great. But the environment, as I've always said, he mentioned Tim Couch, David Carr, Sam Darnold. I've given those same examples over the years about guys being in the right environment, in the right situation to succeed. As a young rookie quarterback, Mac Jones is in the right environment, in the right situation to succeed. And it, when you don't have that, you fail. And I this is something that you'll learn from me, Max, over the years, is that these guys aren't drafted because they can't play. They're drafted because they can play. They don't forget how to play football overnight.
Now it's development. it's draft and then develop.
Yes. Everybody's like, oh, he's a bum. He's a bum. No, that's not it. It's the people that are coaching them in the environment that they're around. If Bill Parcells didn't come in to my life, even though as a rookie I played well, you know, 70 catches, whatever it was, but if he didn't become my coach, hell, I might be doing anything right now. Other than working at ESPN.
What did he do for you?
The environment changed. The culture changed. The coaching, getting him and Charlie Weiss and Bill Belichick and Todd Haley, Maurice Carthon and Dan Henning, Bill Murr, having them coaches coaching me at different spots. Hell, I learned how to play defense and understand defenses because of Bill Belichick. So even though I was on the offensive side, I could think like a defensive player because I had the right coach teaching me.
I think that's very interesting. And the other thing I found interesting, and I'm lockstep with you, Key, on Justin Fields. It's a luxury to try to develop him as much as possible. At a certain point, maybe you don't have that luxury, but as long as it's there, you want to ride that a little bit to get him to ripen a little. Jay, another really interesting thing that Coach Parcells brought up is that on the other side of the Justin Fields argument, right, people point to lots of guys were thrown into the mix, and they succeeded. And actually, Russell Wilson is one of the examples used to point out you didn't need to throw him into the mix. But Coach Parcells pointed out, wait a minute, just because he's starting quickly, it's not the same thing. What's the difference, Key?
He had Marshawn Lynch in the backfield, and he had a stout defense with a veteran coach and a great environment in Pete Carroll.
So it's very easy. It's not apples to apples just because he's starting quickly.
No, he was the better quarterback, Jay, in Seattle instead of Matt Flynn in that environment with that running back and Marshawn Lynch because all he had to do is drive the bus and not crash it. Tom Brady, early career in New England when they were winning Super Bowls with Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi and Lawyer Malloy and Ty Law, right environment.
I understand that. I get it. But not everybody is drafted to the perfect environment, right? Like that's a luxury. You said luxury. That was the imperative word. Like some people have the luxury, Patrick Mahomes, to go to a guy like Andy Reid or Eric Bieniemy, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. But here's where there's a conundrum for a guy like Justin Fields. Matt Nagy doesn't have the luxury of saying, hey, I'm going to be here for the next 5 years. I know you guys think his job is okay. People in Chicago don't think his job is okay. I tell people in Chicago every damn day. I hear what beat writers, I hear how people talk about Matt Nagy and saying that Andy Dalton is QB1. So if there isn't that luxury of saying, I know I can be here for the amount of time to see Justin Fields flourish, like you have to start thinking to yourself.
You're not arguing with a philosophy. You just don't think that they have so much rope.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, he, meaning Matt Nagy, certainly is giving us the interpretation as if he does have the rope.
Yeah.
Based on how he's reacting to the quarterback situation.
And beyond that, I got to say, if he doesn't, that makes me like Nagy more, not less. Because what that means is, look, I'm going to try and do it the right way. Even though my job's on the line, I'm looking to do it the right way. That's commendable. That's not something you criticize.
So let's call what it is. And the right way for Chicago would be to revamp, right? Rebuild. That defense is getting older. I mean, it's a rebuild.
You don't necessarily have to rebuild. You could just move.
I know, move people. I'm saying recalibrate then. How about that word?
You need an offensive line, man.
You need to recalibrate
need
the whole thing.
Line.
So are you sticking with Matt Nagy long term to recalibrate the whole thing? Because that's the direction we're trending in
right
now.
Good question, Key.
It all depends on how I evaluate the season coming up. I mean, we're in the season. Let's see what happens along the way.
Yeah, that's a hell of a question, Jay, right? Because we're all looking at Fields, but then there's a separate Nagy question. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we are getting you set for a big NFC East matchup on ESPN Radio and moving to ESPN News. And that, of course, the Thursday night football game between my beloved New York Football Giants and the villains, in this case, the Washington Football Team. That coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.